And here we are in KUT Studio 1A, and I have to say, Cliff, I love these Sony headphones. Yes. And we've got a group of people in here that I think you're going to enjoy listening to. Carla McElhaney is a wonderful pianist, and she's associated with the group Revel most often, and she's been exploring here with some other people. And that's the microphone stand. Don't pay attention to that. Anyway, so we've got a group of people that are all young and smiling, and they're carrying big, brassy-looking instruments. And so who are these people, Carla?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Well, you know, actually, you're not by a microphone. So you got to come up and speak on that one right there.
Hi, I'm Carla McElhaney. Mm-hmm. And it's great to be here, John.
Great to have you.
I'd love it if everybody said their own name so I don't make a complete fool of myself.
Okay, let's just do it. Come forward, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start out with Rami.
Rami.
Yes, my name is Rami Elfera.
And what are you playing, Rami?
I am playing the soprano saxophone.
Yes, that's the smallest of these guys.
Yes.
And I'm Spencer Nielsen. I have with me a tenor saxophone, and a little later I'll be playing alto.
And I just squirt on that, make a sound off of that so people can distinguish between. Now, hear that? That's a big, fat sound. Now let's have the alto sax player demonstrate yours first.
Hey there, my name is Sunil Gadgil. I've got an alto saxophone, but later you're going to hear me play some tenor and baritone as well.
So you'll play the same one he played.
Yes, right.
But play just a little on the alto right now so people can hear the difference. You hear it's a completely different voice. So don't be confused when you see two instruments that look kind of alike standing up there and you can't tell which one is which. The one that sounds bassy is the tenor, unless you happen to be like this guy over here who's more of even a baritone, I think.
Yes, my name is Michael Hertel, and I am playing the baritone saxophone, which is even lower and bigger than the tenor saxophone.
So let's hear it. Yes. That's the bass of the saxophone family. And so we didn't get the soprano.
Oh, yeah, the soprano saxophone.
Oh, yes, clearly the soprano. Okay, what are we going to hear today, folks?
The first selection we have is the Fugata by Astor Piazzolla. It's a tango that gets to actually feature each of the voices, so you'll get to hear each of the saxophones we just talked about individually, and then, of course, piano.
Okay. Thank you. Live music in KUT Studio 1A today with Carla McElhaney and a group of saxophone players going by the name of Zenith. Is that correct? And are you all UT people that grew up and decided to make a quartet or what?
We are. We're all part of the same family.
Right.
We all went to school together at UT at the Butler School of Music.
And all studied with Harvey Patel.
That's right. The famous name.
Right.
We own the lot.
And so, I have to say, that was a fugue, and it was actually called Fugata, and it's by Astor Piazzolla. And you heard one voice come in, and at first it was just the soprano, and the tenor came in later, and the alto, well, first the alto came in, and then the tenor, and then the bass, and the piano came in, baritone. It's so funny, because that is a bass saxophone. Is there a lower one than that?
There is, actually. There is one that is bigger called the bass saxophone. And then there are sometimes
but nobody
one
ever
bigger
plays
than that
it.
Called the contrabass saxophone.
Is there anybody here at UT plays a bass?
Yes, we in the saxophone ensemble at UT, we make use of the bass saxophone quite often.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got a concert coming up, the Zenith Quartet with Carla McElhaney. It's going to be on the 23rd, Saturday night. That's this Saturday, is that correct?
Yes, 6:30.
And it's going to be where?
It's going to be at Springdale Farm, which is a local organic and sustainable farm just east of downtown on Springdale Road.
Okay.
And it's going to be part of a music concert series, a chamber concert series that me and my wife started called
Aha.
After Hours Concerts.
Don't so tell me that's your farm out there.
No. No. Paula and Glenn Four run that farm, and they're wonderful people. So.
Okay. And it's not that barn where people used to get married.
They do. I think they do have weddings there sometimes.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
okay.
It's available for rental.
Cool. And so this is going to be on Saturday at what time?
6:30 p.m.
6:30 in the evening?
Yeah.
And it lasts for how long? Like an hour or a little longer than that?
Yeah, hour and a half probably.
Right.
Hour and 45.
Intermission, no intermission? Or, yeah. Yes,
there,
is
there will be an intermission.
Okay, so and the tickets are available through?
Afterhoursconcerts.com.
Afterhoursconcerts.com. I think you could probably find information at Revel, which is Carla McElhaney's crew too.
Actually,
come, we can't hear you, honey.
We have a new fledgling website, zenithquintet.com, and you can get all the information you need for this concert there.
Zenith.
Yes.
Or?
Afterhoursconcerts.com.
Okay, and so you've got one more piece to do for us, and it's called Janani. See, so
this piece is, it's called Janani. It's by an Indian-American composer who lives in Wisconsin. Her name is Asha Srinivasan. And she's actually kind of the reason we got together in this group. It was for four saxophones and piano. And here we are today because we were asked to play that piece at the University of Texas at San Antonio. So we feel like it's a very important part of our birth and our musical personality. So we're thrilled to bring it into the studio today.
Is there something specific about the piece you want to tell us? What does it have to say? Or
well, it starts very meditatively, very calmly. It kind of develops, gets faster, as a traditional Indian piece would.
Right.
Until it kind of has a second half that's a barn-burning, roaring finish.
That's the usual routine. Starts slow. The next thing, the tabla comes in. Okay, so with no tabla, but the piano might do something like that.
I actually get to play inside the piano a little bit.
Oh,
so
the
interesting sounds you're going to hear are me plucking strings inside
okay.
the piano.
And it's
fun.
A piece by Asha Srinivasan.
Thank you.
figured out how to end at the same time. That was quite an amazing piece. It was by Ashra Srinivasan, and it was called Janini.
The piece is called Janini. It's a word that kind of means mother goddess, which is one of the reasons we picked it to perform at the Spring Fling. We kind of are trying to tie a lot of the pieces to birth and new life and regrowth. Right. And so we kind of think this piece fits pretty perfectly in there.
Well, spring is the name of the game, as you can tell looking out the window. Everybody's wearing T-shirts and shorts, and today's high is supposed to be 87 degrees. So spring is here. You cannot stop it. The irises are out all over town. I do not understand how those irises can put out those big, beautiful purple blooms all over. And it hasn't rained except that one little squirt we got a couple weekends ago. Okay, after-hours concerts. Springdale Farm, yes, out east of Austin, out Springdale Road, and you just go past the airport and go, how far?
Gosh. Few blocks, like it's
okay.
Not far.
Springdale starts in town,
yeah,
downtown,
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much.
And it's actually in town, like they have kind of a whole block of a neighborhood, and there's like an elementary school across the street, and it's not kind of out in the boonies.
It's okay, so
right
it's not far from an airport.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
And
they call themselves an urban farm, and I think
I
that
see.
Really captures the mm-hmm. spirit there.
Yeah. Excellent. And so this is going on this Saturday, March 23rd at 6:30 in the evening. It was such a treat to hear all these wonderful sounds that you guys make. And I just liked, before we let them go, it's Rami?
It's Rami Elfra.
Rami.
Yes.
Did it used to be Rami?
No, but it can be if you wanted.
No, it's just Rami. It's usually you see a name like this, you would say Rami Elfra and imagine some big guy with a big turban and white flowing robes.
Fortunately, no turban today.
So. No, and he looks just like an American college student. Yeah. And he plays the soprano sax. And it's like, here, I want to add, this is the question. Like Harvey Patel, y'all all studied with him. Harvey is a big guy, but he yes. plays the soprano saxophone. Now, like when you're a human being and you're a singer, you got to sing with whatever instrument comes in your throat. You come with it. You can't change it around. You can't sing tenor one day and bass another. But is there something that makes your playing your particular instrument special to you, or is there some talent that each individual sax player has that makes you affiliated with a certain sax instrument?
Yes and no. Certainly the shape of the inside of your mouth mm-hmm. does have an effect, but in my experience, enough practice. I mean, we all play all four of the instruments. In fact, on the concert on Saturday, Sunil's playing baritone, tenor, alto, and soprano. I'm playing three of them. So we all kind of switch around.
Is the mouthpiece more or less interchangeable? They all look pretty similar. No?
No, they're all different sizes.
Right.
So
the soprano is the smallest and
similar brands and stuff, but
right.
they're all different sizes.
But you could all play all of them. Okay. Well, it's been great to have you guys here, and Carla, the beautiful Carla McElhaney, and we've got concerts coming up with Revel this summer. Do you have what's going on?
We've got Revel's got a summer solstice festival in June, right around solstice time. We're going to have three okay. evenings of concerts, June 20th, 21st, 22nd, so you'll be hearing more about that soon.
And where will this be held?
This will be at Cobra Studios, just on the east side of Austin. It's a artists live work lofts.
Okay, should look forward to that one. And fellows, thank you so much for coming in. And tell me all your names once more, because I'll mess them up. So just get busy and talk.
I'm Michael Hertel. Sunil Gadgil.
Spencer Nielsen.
And Rami Elfera.
Thank you so much for coming in. And we'll see you this weekend at Springdale Farms. They've got hors d'oeuvres and they've got organic produce and all sorts of things. That's fun.
We want to say just a quick hello to Miss Love and her saxophone class, we believe, are listening in right now at Running Brushy Middle School. So, hey, guys.
All right. Hello, kiddos. And thank you, Cliff Hargrove, our wonderful engineer, for making you all sound wonderful.